Transportation capabilities. The transport of the load and storage of the load are transportation capabilities. Load transport. Load transport services deal with moving freight from the origin to the destination locations. The purpose of load transport is to get the goods to the destination in the correct condition while minimizing cost and environmental impact. Load transport includes the following: freight services. Freight services move goods from one location to another. These services can be performed internally or by a third-party provider. They include but are not limited to next-day delivery, third-party ground delivery within a specific transit location, special storage requirement delivery, standard post delivery, and global parcel delivery. Terminal services. Terminal services include consolidating smaller shipments to optimize transportation costs and break bulk, loading and unloading. The responsibility of shipment loading and unloading and any associated fees are dictated by the service contract. Value-added services. Services beyond freight handling may include electronic shipment tracking, label imaging systems, delivery confirmation, climate-controlled service, or rush delivery. Documentation. Both domestic and international shipments require documentation. Domestic documentation might include bills of lading, freight bills, Incoterms registered trademark trade terms, terms of sale, and claims. International documents may also include specialized sales contracts and export documentation. Diversion and reconsignment. Sometimes a company delays receipt of a shipment while the shipment is in transit. This is called diversion, which allows a shipper to redirect a shipment in transit from its original destination to an alternative location. Reconsignment is a similar function. It occurs when the shipment has already reached its original destination. Product storage. Sometimes transportation services must provide temporary in-transit storage. Structures used for in-transit storage are the vehicle payload areas of the modes of transportation, such as a ship compartment, a container, a trailer, or a railroad car. Storage can be just for a trailer or container, or it might also require detaining other equipment, for example, a ship, truck, or a skeletal trailer for a container. The organization will be charged a demurrage or detention fee after a grace period, so the cost is high. If the organization uses portions of its internal fleet in this way, there will still be an opportunity cost for the inability to use that equipment for a time. Companies that use in-transit storage can avoid double handling of products such as TL orders that will be forwarded on without unloading and loading. Organizations can also gain some flexibility in receiving inventory, which can help when capacity issues arise in warehouses. They can delay the receipt and put away until warehouse space becomes available. However, this inventory will not be easily accessible to ship out from the warehouse location until it has been unloaded and processed.